A little bit of prevention can go a long way when it comes to vaccinations. Immunizing healthy children and adolescents not only protects them from coming down with flu, but it also results in reduced rates of influenza in their communities. Scientists have long believed that immunizing some members of a community against the disease would protect the entire community, and that this so-called herd immunity could be used to control influenza outbreaks. But researchers have never tested the theory in a controlled, randomized study. So Dr. Mark Loeb and his colleagues at McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario, conducted a vaccine trial in 49 isolated rural communities in Western Canada. They vaccinated children from 3 to 15 years old in half of the communities. In the others, the youngsters did not get the influenza vaccine.
With this type of studies was to show that immunizing children who themselves might not be at the highest risk for complications but can mount a very good response to the vaccine, by immunizing them, we could stop the spread of the virus and, in doing so, protect people who, if they got infected, would be at high risk for those complications.
For 6 months, nurses checked in weekly with both communities to determine if anyone had come down with the flu. Many people had, but in the communities where children had been vaccinated, there were less than half as many cases of influenza.
We found that immunizing kids with inactivated influenza vaccine had about a 60% effectiveness at protection.
The herd immunity that protected the other residents of those communities was almost as great as if they themselves had been vaccinated. Loeb says the study's findings suggest that immunizing healthy children and adolescents could be an efficient way to help prevent the spread of influenza. And there are important implications for disease control, especially if there is only a limited supply of vaccine.
If the vaccine is limited, if you had one group to immunize, you should at least consider these groups, because it could just stop influenza in its tracks.
The study appeared in the March 10th issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Philip Gratzer.